Hi guys, welcome to another episode today. Today's episode is gonna be from my car because I'm driving, and I have said on my previous Instagram IGTV stories that I was gonna make it was gonna be a YouTube video or a podcast about how I made my first $1 million. Today's episode is going to be a little bit rather exciting because there's a lot of stories in the process of making the first million. It was a long process. It was fun and sad and discouraging, and it was a mixture of feelings, to be honest, because one of my mentors said to me that if you want to make your first million, you're going to struggle. Because the first million is always the hardest. Because you're on your way to figuring out how to make your first 100,000, and then 200,000, then 300,000, and so on. And he was right, because he said that money is a numbers game. So, well, it's just knowing, if you know how to make your first 100,000, then duplicate the process, the system that you have used to make the next 200,000. Or if you want to go really like all in, try and double that like three times. So maybe go like 300,000, 400,000. That's the way to do it. So let me start by like starting. So when I first started on my e-commerce business, like dropshipping and email marketing and all that, as I said on my previous YouTube videos and on my previous episode as well, on the first episode on my podcast, I said that when I first started, I didn't have a clue what I was doing. Literally, I was just all over the place, doing this, trying this. If this doesn't work, let's try something different. But the truth is, stick to one thing. You have to specialize. Don't be that kind of people who try to do everything, like this and that, then you end up with nothing, because it's true. Just specialize in one thing. It's either like e-commerce, it's affiliate marketing, or anything, building brands. Just stick to one thing and go all in. Because if you try to do too many things at the same time, you will fail. You will not be able to achieve your first 100,000, because remember, the first 100,000 is the hardest, you know. And to be honest, it's much easier nowadays. Like when I first started in e-commerce, I'd say about 2 years ago, it was hard. Like it was just like crazy. Like I see people, you know, posting on Facebook pages and that their results, like making their first 100,000 a month. And I was like, these guys are making it in 1 month, like making 100,000. There was a time when I saw someone was making a million in 1 month. And I was like, wow, how can that be possible? A million in 1 month? That's just crazy. That's impossible. But as I said to you, the minute you start thinking big and you thinking that you can do anything you want, the minute you shift your thinking, things start working out for you. This is 100% true. This is like the law of attraction kind of stuff. But it's true. I do believe in that, in the law of attraction thing. As long as you put in the work, having that work ethic, there's no way you will not achieve the things you want to achieve. Like, look at all these entrepreneurs. They have a mindset, you know. I know I'm going to be very successful. I know I'm going to be doing this amount of money this month, this and that. And they stay very consistent, and they stay very focused And let me tell you, maybe there might be like a couple of failures, maybe a few failures before you start making money, but 100%, I guarantee you, you will succeed. Whatever number you have in your mind, you can do it. This is the truth. I've been there. Like, that's how it works. Just have a mindset and think about a set number, like, in your mind, and say, like, let me try it. Let me do it. And believe that you can do it. Because remember the three rules of the law of attraction, or let's say just the mindset. Like, ask, believe, receive. You ask the universe, please guide me. I know I'm capable of doing this. Just guide me. Show me a few signs. And believe in whatever you're asking, and trust me, you will receive. This is 100%. This is not that some kind of motivational speech or something like that. I'm far, far from that. And I never want to be a motivational speaker, because that's not me. I'm here just to share my knowledge and my journey in how I made my first million. That's all. I don't want people thinking that I'm some kind of motivational speaker, because I'm not, because that's not me. And if you want some motivational speeches, there's millions out there on YouTube, there's podcasts, that's not me. I believe in action. I believe in taking action. I believe in staying focused and work ethic. That's all it takes. Because you'll be sitting there like listening to all these motivational speeches, but if you don't take action, you will not do it. Like, you will achieve nothing, because there's a big difference between entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs or something like that. I forgot how it goes. Basically, an entrepreneur has an idea in his mind, and then a month later the idea has come to life. But someone who wants to be an entrepreneur he has an idea on his mind now, and then a month later, that idea is, he's still thinking about that idea, so there is no execution. So he's not executing on his ideas or his thoughts. Because remember, everything starts with a thought. You think about something, and then that's it. Try to do it within a month, if you can. Just execution on your ideas. Just start. That's the hardest bit. In anything, in business or whatever it is, like if you want to go to the gym or whatever it is, starting is always the hardest. The minute you start, then see how it goes. Give it a try. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, try something different. Do you know what I mean? Just having that one idea and execute on it, you know? And as I said, try to specialize. Think about one thing and do that one thing. Try not to do multiple things at once. That's not going to work. Okay, with that said, let me go into my story on how I made my first million. So 2 years ago, I was working for a retail store. I don't want to say the name, but it was a huge retail store, massive, like very very famous worldwide, especially based in London. And I really like hated what I was doing, like. It was not for me. I knew that there was something out there for me that was going to make me happier, you know, like, because I was so miserable. Like, every day I go into that place, I'm just miserable and constantly thinking about things, thinking about projects, thinking about, you know, that's how you know you're an entrepreneur. I'll tell you, you're not born an entrepreneur, but you can become one. Don't let these people fool you. I said, no, you are born an entrepreneur. No, there's no way you can just become one. No, you can. Look at Richard Branson. Richard Branson's intention was never to become an entrepreneur. So when he started his magazine, and he had the choice of either continue like and do his college stuff, or finish and do his magazine stuff. So he decided to do the magazine thing, and then he thought, you know what? I need to make this thing work. So, that means I will have to become an entrepreneur and go all in and focus on that. And that's what he did. And then that's when he started starting all these businesses. Like, I don't know if you read the book Finding My Virginity, when he talks about a lot of stuff he's gone through before he became a multi-millionaire before he became a billionaire. So that it's just crazy thinking about like being a millionaire and being a billionaire, completely different things. Like there's a huge like gap between these two. Like it's crazy. What do you think about it? But anything is possible. So yes, you can become an entrepreneur. But let me tell you the truth though. It took me, I'd definitely say it took me about 4 years to figure out what I really want to do. Like honestly, 4 years of my life, I was reading books, I was doing everything, like, but one thing I was not doing is taking action. I was just one of those people that just reads everything, news, like books, like webinars and that. And then by the time that I finish the book or finish the webinar, then that's it. I go to bed or like and wake up next morning thinking, oh, what am I going to do? Oh, I had this idea. I never used to take action. But the minute I started taking action and started executing all my ideas and my thoughts, that's when the thing starts changing, you know? So just start whatever you have in your mind, an idea, whatever, anything, just start. You can do it. So 4 years of my life sitting down in a cafe in the same area, like actually always thinking, like waking up in the morning, just the thought of me going to a shitty place that I didn't like was like wow, what am I gonna do? Like this is I don't like that place. And every time I wake up in the morning, having a shower, having breakfast, I'm thinking like, no, I'm going back to that place again. I just like, just the thought of it makes me very miserable. It used to make me really miserable. And then I came across this e-commerce thing, you know, like Jeff Bezos is one of my idols and my mentors. Like I look after him quite a lot. Jeff Bezos, by the way, is the CEO and the founder of Amazon. So if for those of you who don't know, Jeff Bezos is the richest man on the planet right now. So he's the richest man on this planet. That he's worth 150 billion according to Forbes magazine yesterday. Yesterday was July the 16th, 2018. I was reading the article that Jeff Bezos is worth 150 billion. Do you know how much money that is? He could live with that money for God knows how many years. If he spends, I don't know, probably over 200,000 US dollars a day, it will take him about 1,000 years to finish all that money. 150 billion. Do the maths. Calculate it in your mind and see. It's just ridiculous. But his mindset was never about money. It wasn't. It was about solving problems. And that's how you create wealth. Do you want to create wealth? If it's yes, then try to solve a problem. The bigger the problem is, the wealthier you will become. This is the truth. I was listening to this one of the multi-millionaires. He was saying it, I forgot the name, and he said, do you want to be wealthy? If you want to be wealthy, start solving problems. And if you the bigger the problem is, the wealthier you will become, which is true. All these big companies like the Fortune 500 or companies, they're solving problems. That's why they're wealthy. That's why their founders and the CEOs are very wealthy. This is one of the reasons. Try to find a gap in the market that needs solving the problem it has, and then trust me, you'll become very wealthy as long as you execute again on your idea, whatever you have in your mind. Fill up that gap, solve the problem, and there you are, wealthy. It's going to take work, it's going to take hard work, maybe a few failures because you're new in that market, but you will get there. That's all. Just solve problems. So when I came across Jeff Bezos talking about like how he started Amazon and all that, I was reading a lot about him and I was very fascinated by the module the business module he created. I was like, wow, this is if it worked for him. And I know this was about 20, 25 years ago, but still, anything can work. And I thought to myself, I gotta do something. E-commerce is kind of me. I really like the e-commerce field because I've always like loved and thought about how these big companies create like these kind of websites selling all different stuff, and you know, it was very fascinating. So I came across this thing called dropshipping, and man, that thing changed my life. I never thought that it was going to be possible, because you know what, please try not to doubt things. You know, if it worked for someone or some people, I guarantee it's going to work for you as well, as long as you put in the work. I get a lot of messages on Instagram and other platforms asking me about, I really want to be like you, or I want to be very successful, I want to make money. But this is a serious business. This is not just about money. I don't know how many times I've said it, so many times. If you're in the game for the money, you will not get money. This is problem solving, you know? Like, or offering people a product that's hard to find. This is it. Like, you're not in the game for the money, because you're here for the short term. No, this is not how it works. If you're here for like some, how to make like a quick, like, I don't know, like some, if you think this is some kind of how to get rich scheme kind of thing, this is not. This is a serious business, because you have so much of your customers' data on your website and your Shopify store. So please guys, if you're in this for the money, change the mindset. Yeah, of course you want to earn the money, having that cash flow is very important, but just think, I'm here for the long term. I'm not here to just make money and leave. I've said it on my previous videos on YouTube. If you haven't, please check it out. Go back to my YouTube, just Adil Ushref, the same name and surname, it will come up. And then look at that one of the videos there, when I was talking about the long-term thinking of dropshipping. Like, please, guys, you must understand that this is not just how to make money like in a short period of time and become a millionaire. This is not how it works. So I started my first dropshipping store, I failed. Started the second one, I failed. Started the third one, because after failing twice and learned from the failures, this is very important. Remember, when you fail, it doesn't mean it's the end of the road. You learned a lot from those failures. It's really true. Like, when you fail, you learn. You learn something new, because you know, okay, so you start thinking, so this is the reason why I failed, because I didn't do this and I didn't do that. And then you try to implement it on the new thing you're doing. And if you fail again, you're thinking, all right, so this is the missing thing. Okay. And then failure after failure, you learn a lot. And then the minute you have a new idea and you execute on your ideas and that, things start working out for you. So failure is just a part of the journey, you know? So learn to fail, and fail often, because it's very important. This is a true, like, this is a fact. Mark Cuban says that, the billionaire Mark Cuban said that, Warren Buffett says that, Steve Jobs used to say that, Bill Gates still says that now, right now. He said, if you want to fail, just fail often and fail faster. It's true, because you learn a lot from failure. So this, the third dropshipping business I've opened, it was making me about 30,000 pounds a month with 30% profit, and I was like, man, this is it. This works. But it's very important to know, like, to have a system, and make sure you write down everything of how you made those results. It's very important, because you want to have a system in place. You want to have a yes, a system in place that will help you duplicate the same thing you're doing in something different that's going to make the same results. This is how the big companies work. They have a system in place. It's very important to have systems. So the second thing is, I found another niche, creating a new Shopify store, duplicated everything I knew from my system, and then I start making 50,000-60,000 the first few months. Then I learned how to scale it using Facebook ads to 100,000 a month. And within 6 months, I've made over $700,000. So within 6 months, the first 6 months, I made $700,000. Do you see? Like, anything is possible. After failing a few times, then I had to make things work. Just the thought of it, I was like, there's more, I can do this. Because I know I'm capable of doing it. Is that having that self-belief and having that, like, motivation and having that work ethic and just thinking positive. Like, I was like, I'm going to do this. Then the first months after, I've made my first million. Because I was constantly doing 100,000, 100,000 each month. Then it's got all the way up to 164,000 in 1 month, like the month of Father's Day time at that time. I've made nearly 164,000. That's a lot of money right there. So, and then created and like opened a new store, different niche. And then, oh my God, like the latest store I've opened, it was just insane, because I know how the system works. I duplicated how I use Facebook ads, everything, and in the first month I made 100,000. The second month it just keep going up. Whenever I look at my trend, it just kept on going and going and going and going. And this is just from drop shipping. Apart from like the courses I have, like for like my digital course that I'm teaching my students about Shopify dropshipping and how to start your own e-commerce business. So it was a long process. Remember, it took me 4 years to figure out what I really want to do. And after that, failing on a couple of stores, and then things start to click. You know, like the dots start connecting. You know, and that's when I made my first million. And what can I tell you? Like, it was a long process, but it was worth every minute of it. It was full of ups and downs, full of failures, as I said, a lot of issues. You know, when it comes to customer service, when it comes to replying to your customers' emails. Because remember, when you start making this amount of money, You need to start hiring VAs, virtual assistants. You need people around you as well. You cannot do it all by yourself. This is one of the biggest mistakes that people do. Let me tell you, the minute you start making 50,000 a month, you need to start hiring VAs who can then help you with email support, customer service, and social media. It's very important to have a brand built on the social media as well. Having a system in place it involves a lot of things. It's not just you and your Shopify store, and that's it, and that's how you're going to make your first million. It needs having people around you as well. You cannot do everything by yourself, and I've said that before. I said you need to have people with you that work for you, that can make things happen. Someone who's going to be in charge of the customer service, someone who's going to be in charge of social media, someone who's going to be fulfilling your orders. So there's quite a few people involved in making that first million. And it's worth every penny, you know. Don't try to keep all the profit just for yourself, because that's not the way to scale your business. That's one of the biggest mistakes entrepreneurs do. They try to keep the profits for themselves instead of recruiting people to make the work easier. So what do you do then? You end up working more. So instead of being an entrepreneur, of like having the freedom of doing what you want, and that you end up being stuck in one job, like being stuck from at home working, fulfilling orders, replying to emails, doing the customer support and all that, you end up doing like 15, 16 hours. That's not the whole point. That's not what you're trying to do. You're trying to become an entrepreneur so you can have freedom, take your time back, do whatever you want, spend time with your family. A lot of things. Like, that's the whole point. So don't end up being stuck, like, because you want to get out of a job that you hate, and you end up stuck, in a job that you will hate even more, because all you want is to have that freedom and spending time with your family, and then all of a sudden you end up doing the same thing again. Please try to free up your time. Outsource people. There's a lot of websites that you can outsource people with. There's Upwork, Fiverr.com. There's multiple ways of recruiting your VAs and you know, hiring them, freelancers and all that. There's a lot of ways. So making your first million involves having a system, and this system it involves having a team around you as well, if you want to make your first million. This is very important. So making a first million is definitely difficult, and at the same time, it's easy. Maybe it's easy to start making money. Yeah, once you have a winning product, once you have something that people really want, a product that solves problems or whatever it is, then what happens is the money will be coming in. But where you will experience the issues is through customer support, filling the orders. So remember, like, if you're making like 10,000, like, or 20,000 a day, so that means there's quite a lot of orders. So there will be a lot of fulfillment that will need to be made. There will be issues with your credit cards, debit cards, your banks. Do you know, because you're using AliExpress to fulfill the orders. So there will be a lot of issues. So you have to have a system in place. Someone who can keep an eye on things that go wrong and they report back to you and say, this is it, this happened. So what can we do? So having a system in place is very important, guys. Please, have a system. Think about, you know, hiring VAs. If you're making £50,000 at least, try to outsource people that can do the job for you to free up some of your time. Maybe think about new ideas. Maybe think about new projects. It's very important. So this is how I made my first million. I really hope that this I've thrown some value bombs on this episode. If you enjoyed the podcast, please send me DMs on Instagram. I answer most of the DMs on Instagram. Email me. You will find my email on the podcast as well, or my Instagram as well. And a new website is on the way to be designed soon. So to keep you up, guys, updated with everything I'm doing, or I'm really trying to add some value bombs to you guys, like some, anything, like just having that one small idea if you get just one tiny bit from this podcast, that's better than nothing, you know. If it's just something that makes you think, oh, right, okay, so this is it, this is what I needed, that would mean a lot to me, you know. Just please, if you enjoyed the podcast, subscribe. Share it with your entrepreneur friends or someone who wants to become an entrepreneur. If you have any questions, please contact me. I'm more than happy to answer any of your questions. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. And I'll catch you soon. Bye-bye.